5 days into the exhibition of the voters register, the Jack and Jill Center at the airport residential area had close to 120 registered voters who came there to verify their status. This Radio Ghana gathered is due to low turnout, especially between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. An exhibition officer, Kwame Apia-Inti, explains reasons for the low turnout in this interview with Teresa Tojiri.
Around this time, it is expected because, you know, it's a working day. And usually, since we started, maybe people begin to file in from 3, after 3 o'clock, when they must have closed from work. And so we expect the turnout to be better, you know, getting to the later part of the day. And we also expect that perhaps tomorrow, we'll have a lot more people visiting the center. So it is to be expected. I mean, it is really not a departure from previous exhibition exercises we've had in the past, and so for us it's normal.
You say it's normal, is it because it's a residential area?
Yeah, partly so, because it is not that populated, and you know, the kind of people who are in this area. And then also people might also think that, oh, so far as I'm in the register, then maybe I'm eligible to vote anyway. But the thing is, you might be in the register, but you should make sure that your biometric fingerprints are still intact, because you might come and there might be a problem. So in between now and then the election period, wherever anomaly can be corrected. So there are some people who come with other person's ID cards to come and check whether they are in the register. But we'll then inform them that, look, in spite of the fact that you're in the register, the person must come, you know, in personally to get verified biometrically. So these are some of the things. So we are hoping that it will pick up.
I don't think it's because of the length of time, because previously we had 10 days.
It could be, you know, the general Ghanaian attitude of waiting till the last minute. So we expect that things will pick up in the dying embers. We adopt a wait and see approach.
So far, Jack and Jill Exhibition Center, can you give me the figures? How many people have verified so far?
We have close to 120.
An exhibition officer at the Jack and Jill Center at the airport residential area talking to Teresa Tojiri.